Hello, everybody. Tupi Cabrera here with another episode of the Lombardarian Podcast. Special episode today. I was recently at a Surf Club Coalition event. I'm really starting to enjoy these events quite a bit. But that's another story. I was there. I was at the Call to the Wall at Surfrider Beach in Malibu, California. And I decided, now that I'm in this contest and I see that there's a large variety of longboard surfers, and when I say variety, I mean demographically, like, for example, age group, sexes, amateur longboarders, professional longboarders, and I thought it'd be a great idea to ask a question. The same question to each person and get their take on the question. So you're gonna listen to the perspectives of such people as Caitlin Nicholson, as in Bobby Hasbrook, Josh Samuels, Liv Stokes, and so on and so on. All different ages, different generations, different styles of longboarding. And the question is, how would you like the highest level of competitive professional longboarding to look like? I find the timing of releasing this episode is actually pretty perfect. The WSL Longboard Tour is right now, as I speak. Today is August 29th, in their second stop of the World Longboard Tour. And the WSL Longboard Tour. And they're in Spain. And a very interesting fact is that we're seeing an influx of new faces in the WSL, and in my opinion, it was much needed. We're seeing a great variety of longboard surfing approaches, and I find it very, very exciting for 2019 and for the future. So I'm going to leave you guys with the episode. It's a short one. Pretty soon I'm going to have a very, very solid episode coming out. I'm not going to tell you who, but it's going to be a good one. I want to thank really quick the people that are making this podcast happen. And it's my first three sponsors. FinJack. If you haven't heard of FinJack, give them a look. Google FinJack, FinJak. And make your life easier with this little device. Forget about having the rusty screwdriver in your car and having to take a long time placing the fin plate and setting up your fin. The fin jack makes life so much easier. I've been using it for the last few months and I'm loving it. Also, for those who enjoy some good brew, the people at Leashless Brewery in Ventura, California. If you're into brews, you got to check out these people. You got to check out these guys. They make incredible recipes and it's all organic. Organic beer. Okay? Pretty cool place. The name says it all. And once you taste this beer, you're going to be like, yep, winner. And then the great people from Ventura Surf Shop, the owner, Blinky, and his family, and the staff, they're there ready to serve you with great selection of surfboards, great variety of hard goods, soft goods. So check them out, Ventura Surf Shop, one of the oldest surf shops in the world. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave you with the episode. Shaka, I hope to see you in the water. Hablamos. Brokey.
I'm with Bobby Hasbrook. Bobby, the question that I'm throwing out at Call to the Wall for this episode. How would you like professional longboarding to look like?
All right, so when it comes to professional longboarding, you know, when it comes to competitions, I've always felt that high-performance longboarding and traditional longboarding needed to be separate. But when it comes to free surfing, you know, you can still be a professional longboarder in free surfing. It really depends what you want to do. I'd like to believe that one structured set of judging rules for one panel in a contest, it doesn't really make sense for all types of longboarding. But then you kind of made a good point earlier saying how, you know, high-performance longboarding doesn't have to emulate shortboarding the entire wave. And really, you know, learning how to smooth it out, adding traditional aspects to it, it really does make a lot of sense now that, you know, we think about it that way.
Okay, Bobby, thank you so much for your opinion, and I hope to see you on the water.
No, we will.
Okay, I'm here with Cade at Call to the Wall. Here's the question, Cade. How would you like the highest level of professional competitive longboarding to look like?
Oh, just style, whatever the person personally likes.
So bottom line, style.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay, Cade, good luck in your heat. And, I mean, did you pass?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
See you in the water.
Yeah.
I'm here at Call to the Wall with Johnny Bravo Welch. Johnny, how you doing?
Good, Tupi. How are you today?
Good, good. This is the question of the episode. I've been asking this to many people. The question is, how would you like the highest level of professional competitive longboarding to look like?
That's a good question, and here's the answer. The short answer is perfectly, or the best we can, judged within the criteria of that certain event, period.
Okay, so you're saying the criteria to be judged consistently based
on the criteria which has been denoted to the competitors prior to the event.
And that depends on the conditions, the waves, and so on? Is that accurate?
Correct. And I think any time a competition is held and it's on a hold period, a professional event, they usually surf the best waves. I think it's incumbent upon the professional surfers to choose the right equipment to be judged fairly within that criteria.
Awesome, Johnny. Thank you so much for your answer, and I'll see you in the water.
Right on, Tupi. Good luck in your final, my friend.
Okay, I'm here with Josh Samuels at Famous Malibu, Call to the Wall event. This is the question, Josh. How would you like the highest level of professional longboarding to look like?
I'd like it to look like with a good mix of classic longboarding and high-performance longboarding taken into account when judging in each heat. So you have high-performance and the classic, both mixed.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. I'll see you in the water.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm with Mr. Bing Cosby. Not Crosby, but Cosby. Okay, here's the question, Bing. How would you like the highest level of competitive professional longboarding to look like?
Well, I think you first have to figure out what professional longboarding is. And anything we do is all about fun and surfing in the ocean, whether you're riding a shortboard or a longboard. So if we just look at the longboard is a small wave vehicle. It's generally not used for big waves. It's for lounging, it's for having fun. And that's so then we get into what should it be if you want to make it a competitive aspect of it, pull competitive into it. So that might be a better question. But to answer specifically, having the most fun on a longboard and getting paid for it would be pretty cool to most people. But then you have small nuances. People like soft rails, people like hard rails, people like tri-fins, people like four-fins, people like a single fin. So for me, pigeonholing someone to say that they can only have a one fin to surf in the, to have fun in this super high level competitive is not right. If they were to say it's a, you have to wear, ride four fins, that wouldn't be right. Tri-fins wouldn't be right. Should be up to each individual person to make it the fun. If you're really going to promote fun and to see a high level of professional longboarding, it has to be fun. Then it should be an open base for single, quad, or tri-fin, or whatever people want to ride. No fins. So that's a tough question that requires a little more thought.
Bing, thank you so much for your perspective, and I hope to see you in the water.
All right, we'll see you there.
I'm with Liv Stokes here at Call to the Wall once again with my question of the episode. Liv, this is the question. How would you like the highest level of professional longboarding to look like? And let me give people context. Liv is one of the up-and-comer longboarders out there, really talented. I really value her opinion. This is the new generation of great longboarders. Liv, what's your answer?
Oh, thank you so much. I just feel like for so long, professional longboarding just hasn't been on the same level as professional shortboarding in terms of events and qualifying for them and prize money. And I feel like in 2019, just starting this year with the Spain event and the New York event, it's really starting to get on the same level as competitive shortboarding. And I feel like in the future, that could be cultivated into just greater appreciation overall of the sport.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much for your opinion.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you on the water. Okay, I'm with Mike Watson. Mike, this is the question. How would you like the highest level of competitive professional longboarding to look like?
For me, the highest level of surfing is a combination of both sort of progressive longboarding and old school styling. I like someone who can go and hit off the top, but then also get down onto the nose, you know, fives and tens, and flowy and like that.
Okay, Mike, I like your answer. Thank you very much, and I'll see you in the water. I'm with Caitlin Mickelson.
Okay, let's do this again.
And Taylor Michelson.
Well, you want me to say the full name?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it was funny.
Okay. I'm with Caitlin Mickelson here at Call to the Wall, and here goes the question, Caitlin. How would you like professional longboarding to look like?
I think there's a lot of diversity in professional longboarding right now, and I think that it's really important to separate classical from high-performance surfing and have two different types of events happening as far as honoring the traditional aspect and the more modern aspect. Lately, people have been trying to combine those aspects, and I think it's very difficult because they're two completely expressions of art, and when they're coming up against each other, there's just no way to define if one's better than the other because they're both great and they both represent different styles. And I'd really like to see maybe an event or a series tailored to traditional logging and another series tailored towards high performance surfing, and that way we can honor both aspects and have a realistic professional longboard tour just with two different styles.
Caitlin, I think that's a great answer. Thank you very much for sharing your opinion, and good luck at the contest. I'm with Christian, and again, Call to the Wall, and here goes the question, Christian. How would you like the highest level of professional longboarding to look like?
So I think for me, it definitely needs to have some sort of an integration of, you know, you have your classic longboarding, like logging style, and then there's a high pro sort of things. And you can't really have something that says only one of these is okay and the other one doesn't work at all. I think they both need to be included in some way, but I think the issue is there's two very different things, and it's really hard to kind of judge those things together. Not saying that it can't be done, it just needs the right set of circumstances and the right judging criteria and people who really know what they're doing to really judge this. And I don't think anyone's really been able to integrate those in the same division yet. I think right now the best case scenario is having those two be a little bit separated until we kind of figure out a way to be able to put those together. I think that's one of the first steps, and I think obviously too, the prize money for any sort of professional career needs to be enough to be able to support doing that. I think a lot of the times it's kind of sad right now. You have people who are winning world titles and they go back home and they work in the back of a restaurant to go pay for their next trip. And it's kind of weird. Like, it would be really strange to see a professional baseball player, a professional basketball player going and working a 9-to-5 job just to support them being able to do what they like to do. And I think it's kind of a sad thing when you have these, you know, the best longboarders in the entire world not being able to make a living off of what they're doing, or even make enough to pay for what, for the trips they go on to make this sort of thing happen. I think those are two of the biggest things that I think we figure those out, the rest will just follow. I think that'll draw people in, that'll create more of a revenue stream, more people that are interested in watching it. As long as it's presented in the right format, I think once we get those two things down, the rest kind of comes after that, and then that's how you build out a proper sport.
Christian, that's an excellent answer. Thank you very much for sharing your opinion, and I'll see you in the water.
Absolutely.
Okay, here I am with the new generation of longboarders. We got some Groms here. Raymond, this is the question. How would you like the highest level of professional longboarding to look like?
I think in order to be considered a professional surfer, you have to be able to use your entire board, and being able to ride both types of boards, high pros versus logs, being able to ride both is very important. And if you only can use the nose of your board, you're maybe not considered a great surfer. But if you can use your entire board, that then I'd consider you a professional surfer, good surfer.
Okay, Raymond, thank you very much. We have right next to Raymond, we got another Grom, Mr. Rom. Rom, you heard the question. Do I need to repeat it to you?
No.
Okay, here we go.
So in my perfect world, I think that longboarding at the highest level, it should be, as Raymond said, you should have to ride the board that is perfect for the conditions. Like, if it's Malibu and it's small, you gotta ride your nose rider. If it's Pipeline and it's massive, you gotta ride your high performance board. You just gotta be able to ride everything. And if you can do that, then you should be considered a professional surfer.
Okay, there we go. Some grommets here giving their opinion. Thank you very much, guys. See you in the water. Okay, I'm here with Rim from the Santa Cruz Longboard Union. We're at Call to the Wall, as you all know. This is a special episode, and the question is the following. How would you like the highest level of professional competitive longboarding to look like?
The first thing I think is the public's view of longboarding is small waves, easy waves. They have to reverse that a little bit by having a waiting period. Maybe it's just a week, but at least pick the best waves and swell forecasts during that week so that the longboarders can fully compete in difficult, maybe even big waves. And I think that would inspire the public a little more and show the talent that some of these guys have. Even if they had it at Sunset or Pipeline, or even Hawleaf's incredible longboard venue, that would be the real stuff, mate.
Okay, Rim, thank you so much for your answer, and I'll see you in the water.
Okay.
Okay, I have Tom from the Big Stick Surfing Association with me, and here comes the question, Tom. How would you like the highest level of professional longboarding to look like?
Well, Tupi, I tell all my teammates that surf competitively for our club to go back and watch the semifinal heat between Justin Quintel and Harrison Roach in the 2018 Noosa longboard contest. And to me, that heat exemplifies just the best longboard surfing. In fact, the final, I think, was anticlimactic compared to the semifinal. The surfing in that semifinal heat was so good. They were doing everything. They're riding single fin logs, but surfing off the tail, then getting nose rides, so it was a combination of both progressive and traditional surfing in beach break waves. But it it looked fantastic.
Thank you very much, Tom. And just for clarification, I believe that event took place in 2019. I think you said 2018. I'm not sure.
Yes.
I think it was towards the beginning of 19.
I believe you're right.
Right,
yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
For everybody, that heat that he's talking about, it was an awesome heat. And I'm assuming in the internet you can find that heat. Justin Quintal versus Harrison Roach, the NUSA, WSL NUSA Festival stop of the tour. Okay. Thanks very much, yes. Tom. Take care.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We have completed another episode of the Longboardarian podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did, like I always do. I want to thank all the personalities that allowed me to ask them this question and that they gave me permission to use their answers for this podcast, especially to those who went more in depth with the question and their answer. So thank you very much. Now, I want to give you my answer to the question. How would I like the highest level of professional competitive longboarding to look like? To give you context, I started longboarding in 1989, 1990, and I've seen the competitive longboarding have a very slow evolution, right? I said professional longboarding, a very slow evolution. And I feel like it should evolve in the future. And I think it's starting, and especially in the last year in regards to the WSL. It should evolve to it being a style of surfing that celebrates the heritage of longboard surfing mixed with the aspects of modern surfing. And that's what I'm calling nowadays, and I've been using this phrase quite a bit lately, the blend. I feel like professional competitive longboarding in general should possess style, aesthetics, composure, creativity, and aspects of modern surfing without it looking like shortboarding. I hope you understand that answer. And bottom line, let's have fun. Let's go out surf. Doesn't matter what you use. Let's just go and have fun. So, there you go. Coming up, we're going to have an excellent episode with a heavy of surfing history, longboard surf history. And you'll see the episode's coming out soon. I don't wanna say the name right now. I'm gonna interview this individual on Saturday. Right now it's Thursday, and I'm very excited about this interview. I wanna thank a gentleman by the name of Mike that is making it happen. He connected me with, and I'm just gonna say the initials, TH. And hopefully we'll all go down this Saturday. Epic interview. I'll be sharing with you soon. Hasta luego. Salud, amor y pesetas. I'll see you in the water. Brogi. Okay.